Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for Saturday, the 21st of November, with your host, Gordo, because John's not here, and Andy.
Hi, Gordo, how you doing?
Not bad, not bad. We were just talking about this before the podcast. We basically do golf, baseball, anything that doesn't involve a GBH, we do the podcast for. Like, anything that doesn't involve, like, a man getting kicked is probably us.
Yeah, that's us. Darts, yeah. Horse racing.
Yeah. Well, maybe a horse can kick a man, I suppose. I never took that into consideration.
It shouldn't really be happening, though. It's not integral to that sport.
Yeah, that's it. Imagine horse racing was just fighting horses. Different game.
Do you remember a computer game for the Mega Drive called, I think it was called either Road Rash or Road Rage?
It was
motorcycle racing, but a key part of it was fighting during the race. Like, you could punch people as you went, and then you could get weapons. I don't know where you got them from. Usually stealing them off other drivers, but how did they get them? Like 2x4s or baseball bats or metal chains that you could just scalp people with.
Completely unrelated. Yeah, so we had no podcast last week due to the international break in which Scotland qualified for its first major tournament in 22 years, which was great.
Other games did happen as well. This is a global podcast.
Yeah, it's other games happened as well. I believe Japan had a good few games that you had some interest in. Vigalta Sendai are crawling their way back up through the table by taking points off the big boys.
They're still bottom.
Let's
not get ahead of ourselves here, Gordon. Like, but they're still rubbish, and they're still bottom. There was a few Japanese games as the internationals happened around the world, but very little to report apart from the US Masters. Obviously, we'd done podcasts on that, and Cameron Smith came second, which was a 70-1 each way shot I had, and also a side bet with you. So yes. I look forward to receiving
the
battle of the Camerons money.
I'd battle the Camerons. I'm now 0-2 on side bets in major golf tournaments this year. I keep picking the wrong guys. I had a few guys who would have got you some money if you backed them at William Hills. So that was pretty good. But we're back with the football version this week. In John's absence this week, he's just too busy, is the excuse he gave, because he's huge time now. What we'll do is we'll read out John's pick, we'll slaughter it a bit, then we'll move on to Andy's and mine, as we would usually do the podcast. So, John's banker this week is Man United versus West Brom, a goal in the second half at the, what do you think the tasty odds that John has selected for here? 1-6. So,
yeah, that's standard.
Standard
John Walker bet. Nice and, you know, boost those odds. Great. Yeah. 1-6.
Fantastic.
How'd you like it?
It's goals in the second half. His reasoning he sent us here is banker West Brom are pish and United scored 4 late versus RB Leipzig. So,
I thought you were just going to say reasoning. Lots of goals happen in the second half.
There's only 2 halves. You know, it's not really for goals. I think it's a good pick. I don't quibble with John's bankers. He's got a much better record than I do. But yeah, so that's John's banker this week. Andy, take us away.
Yeah, so I've got much higher odds. I guess people would say it's probably less of a banker then, but I think this is a pretty dead cert that Chelsea beat Newcastle at the weekend. So England Premier League, Saturday at 12:30 UK time. You'll get Chelsea away from home at Newcastle at 1-2. Chelsea have scored the most goals in the league, 20 goals, and also the best goal difference in the entire table, plus 10. That puts them 5th, only 3 points behind Leicester, who are top with 15 points. So 8 games played, fifth in the table, only 3 points behind the top. Chelsea look good as well.
Yeah, they're an interesting team.
We watch the games, and a lot of our listeners will follow the English Premier League. They'll know how good Chelsea are, what they can do. So no surprise, really, that they're up the top end of the table. Newcastle have 11 points, right, and they're in 13th place. But I think it's also fair to say that they're still pretty rubbish. I don't know if you've seen much of them. They were absolutely dire last time out in their 2-0 loss away at Southampton.
Yeah.
I've also watched several games of theirs where I think I'm involved in various different Facebook groups where we talk about football. And one of them has a couple of really big Newcastle United fans, and they can't believe how many points they've managed to jam this season. Like playing not very well, or I'm getting updates during it going, "Oh man, we look so bad." And then you'll get a flash score alert like 15 minutes later going, "Newcastle have gone 1-0 up." And they're like, "Yeah, I don't know how this has happened."
Yeah.
I think they'll struggle to do that against Chelsea. I also think they'll struggle to do that considering it's been confirmed that their main striker, Callum Wilson, won't feature in this game. So take away a lot of their goal threat. Maybe Andy Carroll will start. What can he do against Chelsea? I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
I think Chelsea will be far too strong for them. And I think 1-2 is a good price.
Yeah, I mean, you've actually got the highest priced banker of the three of us this iteration. But I think it's a great pick. Chelsea have been really good and enjoying watching them. They're also generating a lot of goals for the fantasy leagues. I know
they
that
are.
People have picked up so Werner. I've got Werner.
I've got Werner, I think, in all three of my leagues. Maybe not in the salary league. That's the only one. But in the draft leagues, I've got Werner.
Yeah, and Havertz has been great so far.
He's questionable as to whether he starts at the weekend, but I don't think him starting means too much. I think Chelsea will still win even if he doesn't start the game.
Yeah, okay. Well, perfect. Well, I'll round us off for the bankers then by going to the Sierra A. It is at 7:45 on Saturday night. It is Juventus versus Cagliari. Now, Juventus have been really, really poor, technically, for the start of their season. I mean, if you look at the table overall, you've got Juventus in fifth place with 13 points, Cagliari in 11th with 10 points. This is Juventus' worst start to the season they've had in 5 years. They were missing Ronaldo for some of that. He's now back. You know, Cagliari, if you look at the results they've had away, we've talked about them recently on the podcast. They lost to Bologna. Aaron Hickey's Bologna, when John backed them to win that game.
Yeah.
Apart from that, they've been pretty, you know, they've been pretty good. I think Juventus will go over the top of them. I think with Ronaldo being back, the only other people they're missing from that team were Aaron Ramsey and Dybala were the two people that they're missing. They've got enough firepower with Ronaldo up there to do the damage, I think. And at 1-3, I think that's quite a good price for a Juventus side that will probably, you know, with the Italian leagues, when you watch them quite often, the games aren't settled by much, but that doesn't really give an indication of how dominant a team can be.
Absolutely, yeah. That's a very good point.
And I think Juventus are, I mean, they're unbeaten so far. They've won 3, drawn 4. But I think Juventus will go out and win this game. And that's why I'm taking them at 1-3 as my banker.
I can't argue against that.
Yeah. Okay, but we're back to John's picks now then, and let's see what he's put for his reasoning for this one. So he's taken Everton, and he's taking them to... I'm trying to see who he's got them playing here. He's missed out his pick. Thank you, John, for sending us that through there. He's got... let's have a look here.
So it's what is he picking an Everton win at the weekend?
Yeah, he's got Everton
away at Fulham.
Yeah, but he didn't.
That makes sense because he hates Fulham.
He does hate Fulham.
And backing against Fulham has been a very productive thing to do this season. John and myself at the beginning agreed in the sort of season long podcast that Fulham to get relegated is an excellent bet. Fulham to finish bottom of the table is probably even better in terms of the odds you'd get. I mean, they've won just one of 8 matches so far in the league. That's not good. Fortunately for them, there's teams that have done worse so far.
Yeah,
but that sort of glosses over the fact that they are really, really poor. And Everton have started very, very well.
Yeah, I mean, I like this pick. The other thing to note about it is it's the game that's been shown on BBC One this weekend. So if anyone
okay, because it's scrapped pay-per-view.
Yeah, So this will be a good game for anyone be able to pick up, even anywhere in the world, actually, because of the BBC download players you can get generally for that kind of stuff. Yeah, 9-10 is a big price away for Everton. Having seen Fulham's front line falter when it came to Scotland's performance over the last couple of weeks, they've got nothing. The only win they got was when we were playing in the Trample Bet League. Miraculously got me out of that one.
And to be fair, like, that was a game, against West Brom, who are also terrible.
They might pick up against West Brom or Sheffield United, but that's about it.
Exactly. You can't, you know, they've got their first win, but their first win was against another struggling team.
Yeah.
That could have gone either way. So, yeah, Everton, I mean, they've lost, the last two or three times out, maybe? I think the last three times out, mm-hmm. Everton now. So they'll be keen to win this game. You know, this is a good opportunity for them to get a bit of morale back, put in a good shift, pick up 3 points and try and push their season on, because they started really well and they've hit a tiny bit of a slump. But yeah. if you want to get out of a tiny slump, playing Fulham is probably really the best way to do it.
Play the team who really don't like scoring and love conceding goals would be great. 9-10, good price there for John. Who have you got in your banker?
Value pick, I'm in Japan on Saturday morning, so 6 a.m. UK time. Vigalta Sendai, who you've mentioned already, play the Kashima Antlers, and I'm going to take the Antlers to win away from home at what I think is quite good odds of 5-7 currently. They were 5-6, but they've come in slightly. So Sendai had a freak 4-0 home win against Gambo Osaka last weekend and managed to rescue a draw against Tokyo midweek, so they were behind twice. And clawed it back. They got a goal 5 minutes from time to finish that game 2-2. But even with that, they're still last in the table with 18 points from 28 games. And it's not like anything drastic has changed with them. I do see the 4-0 home win against Osaka just being one of those games where just everything went right for them.
Yeah.
The Antlers are in sixth place, but that's only 3 points behind third place. And that's where you want to be in the Japanese league. If you're not going to win it, you want to be in the top three. So they're only 3 points behind third place in Nagoya. They'll be confident of winning this one against Sendai because the Antlers are actually in really good form. 10 points from the last five matches. They're also one of the best road teams in the entire league. I think third out of 18 in away-from-home performances points-wise. 27 points picked up from 16 away games. So they travel well. They're in good form. They're playing Vigalta Sendai. We all know Sendai aren't very good, albeit they did have an excellent result last weekend. But I think this will just be back to normality. A bit of a return to mean. For Vigalta Sendai, and I fancy the Antlers to win. So you're getting them around even.
Good odds around even money then. That's pretty good. Sendai, I've only picked up 6 points at home all season.
they're not good.
That's very indicative of that. But so I will take us to the final of the value picks. A much more familiar league for me. This is the French League Two. This is Saturday. And it is Saturday at 6 o'clock. I'm taking Paris FC at home to Auxerre. Paris FC are on an absolute rout at the moment. They've won their last five games in a row. If you look at their last five home games, they've only lost one of them, and that was to Nancy. They're top of the table. From their 10 games played, they've got 25 points. And the reason you're getting this is a value pick and not a banker is because of who they're playing. Now, they're playing Auxerre, who are in sixth place with 16 points. So they're not that far behind them in the table, and they're actually 2 points off second. The way the French league has been, and I had talked about recently, was apart from Paris FC, it really is anyone's. Between second place has 18 points and 12th place has 13 points. So there's really not much, to go on there. I think Paris FC will beat Auxerre. If you look at the head-to-heads previously, last three times these teams have played, Paris FC have came out on top, 2-0, 3-0, 2-1. Auxerre's away form has been pretty poor. They've been doing most of the damage at home. They drew 2-2 with Rode, they lost to Guingamp, and they lost to Toulouse, who'd been really poor since they've dropped down a division. So I see this only going one way, and I see it being Paris FC, and you're getting them at the odds of 6-5. So just over even.
That's
money
good.
For that.
Yeah, I'll take a piece of that. I like it. I like the reasoning. Paris have treated us very well anytime
they have.
You pick them. So
I am a fan. So, John's outsider here, I do have that to hand. I've just noticed where he put it there. He's got away Cove Rangers at Falkirk. And his reasoning is, well, he's spelt it wrong. He's got cover 1-4, but I'm assuming he means Cove. Cove 1-4, 9-1 against. They're the best team in the league. So, and he's getting them at 9-5. Do you see any problems with that?
Not really, not for an outsider. I find it very difficult to pick holes in people's outsiders' bets because obviously they're outsiders for a reason. They're not expected to win. Better than 2-1. I mean, that sounds reasonable to me for a team that's bossing the division so far.
Yeah, up for that. Well, take it away then, Andy. What have you got for your outsider?
So I'm exactly the same odds. I'm Sunday, 1 p.m. in the Danish Superliga, so the top division in Denmark. Aalborg versus Nordjylland. I'll take Nordjylland for an away win at 9-4. So we're 8 games into the Danish Superliga season. These teams are 6th and 7th position. Aalborg on 14 points, Nordjylland on 12. So although they're higher in the table, Aalborg have a goal difference of 0, while Nordjylland have a goal difference of plus 5. So there's a wee bit of a disparity there. In the last round of league fixtures, Nordjylland smashed last year's champions Midtjylland 4-1. Just absolutely routed them. They've also played very well against local rivals FC Copenhagen and also Brøndby. I tend to follow the Nordjylland results and all the results of the Copenhagen-based teams. The thing that really stands out for me here, so the point A, I guess, is both teams look reasonably equally matched. So if you get two equally matched teams and you can get one of them at 9-4, I'm always going to take the side that's 9-4. The second is, so point B, is Nordjylland really like this fixture? So the last 5 meetings of the teams have been 3 Nordjylland wins and 2 draws. And the last 2 games, so the 2 games played last season that were at Aalborg, so away games for Nordjylland, Nordjylland won them both 3-1 and 4-0 most recently.
That's pretty impressive.
So they like the fixture, and they also like winning at Aalborg. So better than 2-1 is a big price. Obviously, it's an outsider bet. It's like don't be putting this on all your coupons. Going, oh, I found a 2-1 certainty. It's obviously not a certainty.
2-1,
but better than 2-1 is a very good spot to back an away win.
Nice, I like it. I when you go to Denmark or Japan, I just generally leave you alone. You do quite well in both those countries. Okay, I'll round off our outsiders then. I am in La Liga. I am the earliest game on my coupon of the weekend. This is at 3:15. This is Villarreal versus Real Madrid. Now, if I ask you to name the top 5 in Spain just now, I mean, how many of them can you pick? Because it's a bit mental, having looked at this league.
It is a bit mental. Probably not very many.
No. So you've got Real Sociedad sitting on top with 20 points, Villarreal in second with 18 points. In third place, you've got Atletico Madrid in 17. And in fourth place, you've got Real Madrid in 16 points. Now, Villarreal have been really good. They're also playing in the Europa League. They're beating teams comfortably there. Their last 5 fixtures competitively, they have 1-4, drawn 1. Real Madrid most recently just came off an absolute doing by Valencia, who seem to be the bogey team this year for both us picking them and any time that any of the big teams seem to play them. Valencia beat them 4-1 very recently, and that was after Real Madrid took the lead, which is more concerningly for them. You've got Real Madrid going up 1-0 23 minutes in, then Valencia coming back and scoring 3 penalties and 1 own goal. So pretty damn convincing win over them. Now, Villarreal versus Real Madrid, I think the worst that both teams will want here is a draw.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if you look at Villarreal's home record, they've won their last 5. You look at Real Madrid's, they've won 3, drew with Borussia Mönchengladbach, and lost to Valencia. The last 3 iterations of this game have ended a 2-2 draw. So that was 2019, 2019, 2018 have been 2-2 draws. And the game before that was 3-2 Real Madrid. So if you fancy a bit of extra spice in there, you can take this as a 2-each draw, which I think it will be. I think this will probably go around that time as well. But if you just fancy a straight-up draw, you're getting that at 3-1. Now, I think that's really good because I don't think Villarreal are hard to break down and they're beating teams comfortably at the moment. Real Madrid, with exception of the Valencia game, which is a bit funky and they're having 3 penalties and a own goal is the reason you've lost the game, they grind out tough results against people. I mean, if you look at their results before then, they drew 0-0 with Real Sociedad, who are actually top of the league there.
Yeah, yeah, they've won a lot of games.
They've won a lot of games, and they drew with Borussia Mönchengladbach as well in the Champions League. I think this is going to end up a draw and probably a 2-each one. So for the regular outsider, that is going to be 3-1. If you want to take the correct score here for 2-each, you can get it at, let me just roll to get the most accurate one, 11-1. So yeah, at 3-1, and a draw between Villarreal and Real Madrid is my outsider pick. So now we move to the charity bets. So John's charity selection, he has...
So the charity bet, treble, all three selections need to come in and the winnings go to Beats and Cancer Trust.
So yes, it goes to the Beats and Cancer Trust there. John's charity selection, which could have been yours, to be honest, having seen the shirt in the background and knowing you as a person, is Dundee United to be Hamilton. So
no.
Andy, tell us about this pick, because I don't know.
We struggle on plastic pitches. We've been really bad on them over the past few years. It was any time we had to play on a plastic pitch in the years, the previous four seasons in the Championship, we really struggled.
Mm-hmm.
I guess John, I mean, John said our firepower up front, but we have not been scoring goals. We've been, I think, two of our last four or five games, we've had zero shots on target during the whole game. You're not going to win many games without taking shots at goal.
Yeah.
I'm a Dundee United fan. I want us to do well. Me commentating on this game or commenting on this game probably isn't the best place. I mean, it might be a fine pick. Maybe it's just... I'm too jaded by years of following the Tangerines, but we seem to be creating very little.
Yeah.
That's my problem here. Can we win this game? Yeah, absolutely. Of course we can. Will we win this game? I don't know.
There was a thread recently that had the what's your most kind of out there football opinion? And there was a whole bunch of things. We talked about this fairly recently, that every Newcastle versus Burnley game has been a draw ever. Like, no one's ever commented on it, various different things. I posted one because it, outside of the Old Firm, every team that Hamilton play, they draw against.
Well, there's just something about us playing Hamilton. Like, I know this game's at home, so we don't have the plastic pitch to play on this time, but anytime we play against a team that has a plastic pitch, we just struggle against them. I don't know why it is.
Just owners of plastic pitches not even playing on them.
No, it must be the way that they train, they set up. I don't know what it is, like anything to do with it. I don't think we've beaten Hamilton in ages.
Ugh.
I mean, I'd have to look it up. Hold on.
I don't like the pick anyway, because I think it'll end up a draw, a 0-0 draw, more specifically.
I hope it doesn't. I mean, I think Dundee United are more than capable of winning this game. Let me look at this. Right, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You have to go back 8 times before we beat Hamilton.
Yeah. And I mean, right?
We're just not good at playing them.
Four of your last 5 games have ended up 0-0.
Oh, Dundee United's?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's as I said, we're toothless up front.
Yeah.
Albeit we have Lauren Shankland, we're not providing him with any opportunities. I mean, in all honesty, the best opportunity we have of scoring a goal is we get a penalty and Nicky Clark scores it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Hamilton did just get absolutely trounced by Rangers and then beat by Stuart.
Yeah, but lots of teams are going to get trounced by Rangers. I realise we're spending a lot of time on this pick, and it's John's charity pick, that's fine. And I am a Dundee United fan, so I'm biased, and I'm biased in a way that isn't necessarily in favour of my own team.
Yeah,
but I'll be watching the game. I am a season ticket holder with Dundee United, so I'll be watching the live stream of the game, and I'd be delighted if we won.
Yeah, and I hope for the charity bet's sake, I hope you win as well. So, take us to your charity bet then.
Sunday, 2:00 in the English Premier League, Sheffield United v West Ham. So Sheffield are bottom of the table, 1 point from 8 matches. Unsurprisingly, with that points tally, rock bottom. West Ham have 11 points from 8 games. They've taken 8 points from their last 5 matches, right? So that's reasonable, right? But when you consider who they played, Leicester, Tottenham, Man City, Liverpool, and then most recently a win against Fulham. So that's 8 points against a really hard schedule.
Yeah.
I quite fancy the fact you're getting West Ham at 7-5. That's just a big price. I just think the strength of schedule that they've played recently and to come out of it relatively unscathed,
yeah,
with a pretty respectable 8 points from five games is tremendous.
They were really, yeah, really good against Liverpool, and they were unlucky not to get something out of the game.
I like what I've seen against them anytime I've seen them on the television. So 7-5, West Ham.
Nice. Well, and I'll round off the treble here of backing against the teams that are shit in the Premier League at the moment by taking Aston Villa to beat Brighton. Now, we've watched Aston Villa recently. Their home form hasn't been particularly good. They lost 4-3 to Southampton. They lost 3-0 to Leeds. They beat Liverpool 7-2, yes. They lost to Stoke, and then they beat Sheffield United 1-0. I don't think that reflects how well they're playing overall, though, because they just went to Arsenal in the Premier League and won 3-0 away from home.
Yeah.
And
they were good in that game.
Yeah. And they were really good in that game. And, you know,
they were deserving of a full 3-0 win, let's be honest, possibly more.
Yeah. And they did exactly what they did to Liverpool, they did to Arsenal as well. They just, you know, they picked us apart on the break. They picked you apart on the break. They picked us apart on the break as well. You know, they've beaten teams that are really, really good in the Premier League. And the reason you're getting good odds on this pick is because they've struggled against teams who aren't. And Brighton are exactly the teams who aren't. Brighton drew 0-0 with Burnley in a game that no one will ever remember. They lost 2-1 to Tottenham. They drew 0-0 with, they drew 1-1 with Brest Brom. They drew 1-1 with Crystal Palace, and then they lost to Everton. Now, I think Aston Villa will come back from the international break buoyant because their players have played tremendously. John McGinn was excellent. Jack Grealish has been fantastic for England and is getting all this kind of praise coming back from it there. Their players are still warm to that. How many of the Brighton starting 11 play international football?
You're asking me to guess because it would have to be a guess.
Two. Mm. So I would say that, well, two in the Euros thing that they have international players, but they play for the other teams. But yeah, so I see Aston Villa coming out here and 8-7, which is the most recent odds, or 9-7, sorry, on Unibet, you can get, I think that's a great price for them to come out and beat Brighton. I think it will be a bit of a squeaky bum game. I think they'll probably win it 2-1 with a late goal. But I think for over even money for a team that are worlds streets ahead of Brighton, streets ahead, to come out and do what they need to start doing in the Premier League, which is grinding out results against teams that are terrible. So 8-7 there for that.
So that's a charity treble. Dundee United, West Ham and Aston Villa. Tenner on that of our own money. Any winnings go to Beats and Cancer Trust.
Up to the Beats. So do you have any other surprise bonus picks or anything to mention for the weekend coming ahead?
Absolutely not. These are the picks I will be investing fully in. For this week ahead, I'll keep an eye on the Facebook. I see Michael Stokes has posted some rugby content already.
Yes.
I always dabble in that. Mm-hmm. Provided I see the notification in time.
Yeah.
Which I have this week. So, that's our Facebook group. If you go onto Facebook, you search Trample Bet Podcast. Just ask to join the group. There's loads of good content in there. Community of a couple of hundred people. That all love their sports betting and know about various different bits and bobs, posting hints and tips and just things that they like the look of for the coming weekend. So very well worthwhile doing that. We also have our Patreon channel. So as soon as we've finished recording this, you'll get an unedited video recording of this Zoom call that Gordon and I have done. So you get early access to the podcast. You get all the picks in the podcast in a handy cheat sheet format written down. In your Patreon feed, so you don't need to take notes or try and remember what was said on the podcast, and all sorts of other content as well. Golf podcasts, UFC podcasts, horse racing, darts, whenever there's a big sporting event that's worthwhile betting on, for interest's sake, we'll be all over it. It's £6 a month and it's patreon.com/tramplebet, or download the Patreon app and just search for us. It's the Trample Bet Club.
And you will catch us both there. So, yeah, I have no more to add to this. I mean, John, if you're listening to this, thanks for taking the time out to your busy day to join us and send us across your picks. It was really nice. And we will catch you both next week.
Happy hunting.
Bye.
Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.